The Department of Energy hosted a two-day workshop this week in Paducah to meet with a variety of regional and global company leaders on the prospects of reindustrializing the Paducah gaseous diffusion plant. The DOE owns the PGPD and leases it to companies. Currently, the United States Enrichment Corporation, or USEC, operates the facility to re-enrich uranium for power plants with the help of 1,200 employees. USEC's expected to complete their operations in May of 2013. The DOE workshop looked for life after USEC. The DOE's Paducah Portsmouth project manager, Bill Murphy, joins me on the line now to talk about the workshop and the DOE's next steps. Mr. Murphy, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Chad.
Is the DOE certain, Mr. Murphy, that operations with USEC will cease after the year extension that they're working under now?
The determination as to when the operations cease is subject solely to USEC and the conditions of their commercial operations. The department's current arrangement with USEC is expected to take us through the end of May of next year. However, that does not preclude them from getting additional business, and we are optimistic that there may, in fact, be future work for the plant under USEC operations.
Operations at USEC are ridding the site of stored uranium tails or waste uranium. If the company leaves PGPD, what will become of those thousands of canisters of wasted uranium at the site?
Well, USEC is currently re-enriching a small fraction of what we call our high-assay tails. That's the tails that have higher residual uranium left in it than the tails that currently come out of the plant, and therefore they're economically attractive to re-enrich. If at the end of this year there is a subsequent arrangement for continued tails re-enrichment, we could continue to process further that amount of our high-assay tails that's currently on site. If it's not, then those tails will continue to be stored. In the absence of any decision to re-enrich the tails, all of the cylinders that remain at the site are currently planned to go through our chemical conversion facility there, which takes the depleted uranium hexafluoride and converts it into an oxide form, which is more stable and safe, and will ultimately be dispositioned, presumably, as for disposal.
So if USEC ends its operations, is the Department of Energy looking for one company to occupy the massive site, or could various companies work within that facility?
Right now, the department is not excluding any options or opportunities. We are looking at whatever industry is willing and able to propose. It's possible that one company could come in and run the entire site. It's also possible that that company could subdivide and or team up with multiple companies to run parts of it and separate it, or we could find that somebody only wants a portion of the plant. At this time, all options are on the table.
LADA of Kentucky has been contracted to do a significant amount of cleanup for radiation contamination at the PGPD site. Is it tough to market a site that is contaminated by some nuclear waste?
The site has many attributes about it that are very attractive to a new company, including the utilities, the infrastructure there, the fact that we have historical uses of nuclear materials that have, in some cases, resulted in some contamination. The difficulty generally comes from liabilities. In this particular case, the department has assumed all liability for the pre-existing contamination at the site. So any company coming into the site today knows they're not going to be held accountable for what we've done in the past. And that significantly mitigates the concerns. Candidly, there are some industries that would probably not want to co-locate with us. But there are other industries that are very much interested, specifically because of the work we do, that would do want to co-locate with us. So it's very much depending upon the specific aspects of what the company and the nature of the business they're in. And we definitely do attract some, and we are not going to attract others.
Can you talk a bit about some of the companies that were at the workshops this week to explain what their ideas are for the site?
Well, you'll excuse me if I don't go into specifics at this time, because we are still in the evaluation process, but we did get both nuclear and non-nuclear companies. We had small businesses. We had large businesses. We had companies that were interested in potentially the commercial gaseous diffusion plant operations, companies that were interested in other kind of enrichment operations at the facilities, and we had companies that were interested in completely non-nuclear chemical industrial operations at the facility. Really, the workshop resulted in and allowed us to identify what additional information they need so we can start putting that together and allow them to make some and identify additional questions that might conclude in a decision that they could make a legitimate offer and whether we could move forward with that in any kind of mutually acceptable agreement.
Well, what are the next steps? Now, again, USAC will continue to operate for at least a year under the agreement. Are you going to speed up processes in the event to try to prevent any gap in employment?
Well, we can't make any promises or commitments, but clearly the department is strategically trying to plan ahead and minimize whatever impact there may potentially be. So instead of waiting till after the plant is shut down and then looking, we're looking at this time ahead of the game, and we're hoping that we could find something that would allow us to minimize the impact on the community and the workforce as best we can, recognizing that the clock is ticking and we need to move forward quickly.
Bill Murphy, the Paducah Portsmouth Project Manager, thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you very much.